USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped and some were shot at the train station and gave no other details. A presidential election will take place in February. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber. And God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package, including a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. Tonight's college football national championship game has the NCAA kicking tailgaters to the curb.
SoFi Stadium has made it clear that tailgating will not be allowed in any of the parking lots around the stadium ahead of the Georgia-TCU matchup. That decision not sitting well with Georgia fans.
This is part of the game day experience. What's a great memory.
However, California, Los Angeles, and even stadium officials say they're not to blame. It's actually the college football playoffs that have banned tailgating, just like they did last year in Indianapolis and in prior years in Miami and New Orleans. I'm John Schaefer.
A strike by nurses at two city hospitals in New York was averted Sunday when their union reached a tentative new contract. The New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with Mount Sinai West and Mount Sinai Morningside, agreeing to pay wage increases of more than 19% over 3 years. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
After the federal government demanded Arizona remove shipping containers at the border claiming its environmental impact, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is asking illegal immigrants to please use the ports of entry to get into America.
What we're trying to have them do is incentivize them to come to the ports of entry instead of in between the ports of entry.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas yesterday aboard Air Force One on the way to El Paso, where President Biden visited the border. Last week, the Biden White House announced new policies that would allow up to 30,000 migrants a month to be processed from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, alongside plans to expel more quickly to Mexico migrants from those same four countries who break U.S. immigration laws. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
As drought-stricken California is filling up their water reservoirs, the water keeps coming. Atmospheric rivers hit the West Coast Monday, with Gavin Newsom warning officials, expect to see the worst of it still in front of us, end quote. The Golden State Democrat governor says he's all but secured disaster money from the federal government.
We will be reaching out formally under the Stafford Act, requesting of the White House approval through FEMA Region 9 of an emergency declaration to get the full support of the federal government in our efforts. We have all the confidence that we'll receive based upon the conversations.
Monday, January 9th is officially National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. This is USA News. I'm Lance Pry.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.